What's up, guys? Today I want to talk to you a little bit about how to conquer creative block and get back to hitting publish when you have no ideas. So I've been writing very consistently for the last couple of months, almost daily even, and today I just woke up, I sat at my computer, I stared at a blank page and just had no ideas, nothing that I felt like I needed to say. But that was my reality this morning. I had nothing to say, and so because of that, I thought about what do I normally do in this situation? What could I write about the fact that I don't have anything to write about? What can I write about creative block? And so this is my process for dealing with creative block. My approach to creative block can be distilled down into this quick statement, which is basically a math equation. Ideas in equal ideas out. I learned this from Tom Bilyeu as well, if you want to know sort of the source of this. I can sit and think all day about what I want to say, but I may just not have the right angle or the right twist or the right perspective, the right lens to put an idea through to actually like create an entire article. Like, I have things that I believe. I believe you shouldn't judge yourself. I believe that you should bet on your strengths. I believe that focusing on the things that you can control is a better way to live. But today I just don't really have like anecdotes or, the filler or the extra ideas around those universal truths to really try and communicate them to you. And that's okay. It's okay to wake up and not have ideas. It's okay to not have it in you today. But it's more about how do you push past that? How do you create it when it's not just inside of you? How do you go find it in the world? So for me, I start looking around. I look on social media. If I'm writing, I'll read other blogs on Medium, maybe some that are similar to mine. And I try to find people that I will either agree or disagree with. I'm looking for something that sparks like an, oh, that I never thought of that in me, or something that sparks a, you're almost there. But I think this is more accurate. Things like that is what I'm looking for. So when you find something you disagree with, congrats. Now you can dispel of that myth, or you can give an alternate take on what you think is going on in that situation or whatever it is. When you disagree with something, you can just explain what you would agree with. Then if you find something that you actually agree with, you can follow that path down and see what other ideas come up. What else might come from that base idea that you already agree with and believe to be true. Just don't be paralyzed by the notion that everything that you have to say has to be original, because it doesn't. And truthfully, if you look at all of the things that you say and believe, probably 99.9% of it already comes from elsewhere anyways. Almost every idea you have ever thought has not been original, and that's okay. We are humans, there are truths, we are looking for truth. And so if we're saying the same thing, then that just means we have found the same version of truth that's out there. So don't be paralyzed by trying to be original, because you're almost certainly not going to be original. So dispel with that from the get and just put things out. Tell us what you think, speak your truth. So remember, ideas in equal ideas out. And while you're doing this, especially when you hit creative block, just remember, have fun while you're at it. Like, if you're not having fun, you're just giving your brain all of the wrong chemicals and getting yourself out of the proper, calm, creative state that you need to be in to get past creative block. If you're frustrated with yourself and you're frustrated with creative block, you'll never get anywhere. If you take it as a challenge and you have fun with it, you go consume some things that give you new ideas, you'll get past it. That's all I have for you today, and I will talk to you soon.